Sheehan is in studio with us. Before we forget, and time runs out in the next 30 minutes when we're taking calls, Cindy, tell folks about your book tour, your website, what you're doing.
I wrote an internet booklet called Myth America, 10 Greatest Myths of the Robber Class and the Case for Revolution. And it's about removing ourselves from the systems, the robber class systems of the military, the banking, and the government to create our own healthy systems. And I exploit 10 myths in my book. I expose 10 myths in my book, and I try to, convince people that they are just myths. For example, that America is the greatest nation in the universe. For example, elections matter. The Federal Reserve System cares about us. That it's noble to die in robber class wars. That 9/11 was caused by 19 Muslims with box cutters. So you expose these myths, and then you try to overcome them so people can stop trusting and believing everything that the system tells us. The system is inherently wrong. And I don't know if we can reform this system. I don't think the system can be reformed. I think we need an entire new system that is independent from the robber class. And I say that we are operating on a class divide in this country. It's robber class and robbed class. And there is no distinction between Democrat and Republican. There is no distinctions in the robber class. They only work together to steal our wealth, steal our children, and oppress us. And here in the robber, in the robbed class, we're all fighting about Democrat, Republican, black, white, Jew, Christian, Muslim. We're all divided, and we're fighting each other while they're stealing everything we own.
You know, I've read a lot of old declassified French and British intelligence communiques and higher level battle plans that's just now been declassified the last 50 years from 200, 300 years ago.
Right.
And it's all about confusing the enemy and getting
right.
people to infight.
Right.
And they would say these prayers and intelligence mm-hmm. meetings about confusing the enemy and confounding
right.
the enemy. And that's what they're doing. And you do have this robber class, but now they know people are resisting them. So they're programming the whole society where the robbed class feels like they're part of the robber class
right.
and can only get jobs
right.
backing
right.
up this parasitic, corrupt system. And now they're
yeah.
fully converting what right. was left of what was our free society into where all the major college grads and the grants and the tuition, the scholarships are for Homeland Security and spying.
Right.
And so you won't have a choice. They're making the whole world where the whole country and the world is a giant prison, and they call it that,
right.
hence prisonplanet.com.
Right.
And then the technocrats, those families, they own the very grids that control everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shutting down the farms and ranches with animal ID, premises ID. I mean, it is hellish how fast they're racing. Mm-hmm. They call it the scientific dictatorship. They say other dictatorships got overthrown. This is going to be scientifically done to head the portable humans off at every pass, cornering our own species, institutionalizing predator activity in a scientific mode against the people.
Well, and that's the whole premise of my book, is that not to challenge the system in a full frontal attack. It's to very subversively undermine the system by removing ourselves from it to create voluntary cooperatives where we share and grow food together, share resources together, remove ourselves from the banking system, remove ourselves from the credit system, remove ourselves from the military industrial.
And we've got to do it quick because
that's why I published it online. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't go through a publisher, so it can get into as many people's hands as possible, and to create communities in cooperation with each other to remove ourselves from their systems. And it won't matter.
And they will be assaulted. The outside enemy will find excuses to get in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they assault anything that tries to, humans get their backs together and try to defend themselves like cows do when wolves come.
Mm-hmm.
Cows will get in a circle.
Right.
And try to protect the calves.
Well, that's why they're trying to keep us divided, so we can't get together and figure out what they're doing to us. And like you said, it's divide and conquer. It's what we've been doing throughout history and occupations. It's what we're currently doing in Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan. Do you think Pakistan is an existential threat to the United States? No, what they're doing is further destabilizing that government.
I agree. Stay there. Globalist controlled forces on record are there trying to destabilize Pakistan. The president of Pakistan said it.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cindy Sheehan with us for another 22 minutes or so. I want to go to Saeed, Ian, Aaron, Jonathan, Morgan, and many others here in just a moment. Cindy, you got cut off a couple breaks ago, and you were about to get to a story dealing with the whole left-right paradigm and how they were trying to buy you off and how the Democrats, you know, wanted you to just go quietly into the night, and we hit that break. I mean, that is such an important point here, that we've gone from these self-righteous Democrats are going to end this war,
right,
and now Rahm Emanuel and his brother, he's now calling the big Hollywood mogul in the news today, arrogantly brags, oh, look at how I suckered the Democrats and how they really kept anti-war Democrats from winning.
Oh, absolutely. Rahm Emanuel, one case in point is Christine Sigalis in Illinois. She ran against Henry Hyde as a Democrat in 2004 and almost won. She wanted to run again, but she was absolutely anti-war. So Rahm flew in Tammy Duckworth, a disabled Iraq veteran, to run against her, beat Sigalis in the primaries, but she was beaten by the Republicans. So, and then the DCCC dumped a lot of money into Tammy Duckworth's campaign to beat Christine Sigalis, who would have been an anti-war Democrat. So the Democrats used and betrayed the anti-war movement to get in power. And Democrats told me to my face, Alex, many of them on Capitol Hill, if you get us in power, if you help get us in power, Cindy, because they knew the energy of my movement was powerful. They knew that their base was anti-war. Their base wasn't just anti-Bush. Their base was anti-war. So they abused the energy of the anti-war movement, betrayed it, got into power, and did nothing. And then after they were in power in 2007, you know what those same people told me? Help us elect more Democrats, Cindy. And that's when I said, oh, this is just bull crap. You know, they're never going to be happy unless it's 100% democratically controlled, which I think is tyranny. You know, I think that,
even if the two parties are almost completely controlled, only having a one party, then you really are in trouble.
I think that the more parties, the more healthy our democracy would be. Our democracy is sick. Our democracy is on life support right now because of the corporate control of both of the parties. Barack Obama and John McCain, you know, they got money from the same people. So whoever won the election in 2008, the robber class would win and we would lose. No matter who won, we lost. Even if you voted for the candidate that won, I hate to tell you this, but you lost.
Cindy Sheehan, what do you see happening to our republic in the future?
You know, we're going to go through some very tough economic times, unfortunately. I don't think it's going to get any better until it gets a lot worse. And if it does get better, then what is our country going to look like? Is it going to be looking like 1984, a brave new world? Or is it going to look like a country that is broken up into smaller pieces, which I think would be better, would be more manageable? Is that going to happen with violence? Is it going to happen peacefully? You know, I really don't know, but That's why I'm out on tour, Alex. I have three surviving children, one grandchild, he's 1 year old, and one on the way. And I could take my kids, and I could practice what I know. You know, we could start our own little community that's self-sustaining, you know, off the grid and things like that. But I want to go around the country, and I want to encourage people to work together to thrive through the coming collapse of the empire. I'm glad the empire is collapsing.
It's collapsing because the people running it are
right.
So greedy.
Right.
They're eating themselves.
Right.
They're destroying the goose that laid all these eggs because their nature is just hyper corrupt.
We could voluntarily give it up as the robber class could voluntarily give up the empire, but that's not going to happen. Like you said, they're so greedy. They're so greedy, they don't care what's going to happen with their children and grandchildren. I care about their children and grandchildren as well as I care about my children and grandchildren. So we have to create these communities to be able to survive.
I want to go to calls, but briefly, tell me more about your idea, because I think true diversity. I'm not against the Free State Project, but everybody going to one state, you know, that's a decent idea because I guess they can try to take the state back over and, you know, have kind of a libertarian idea. That's wonderful. But I think it's better just to have lots of true diverse ideas, lots of communities everywhere
right.
to be examples to others.
Right.
And all sorts of true diversity, true liberty,
right.
You know, out there. And you know, to defeat the globalists, they can always go after one state or one group or one idea or one leader.
Right.
But if we have the opposite of the cookie cutter, all of this, the words diversity again, mm-hmm. going in different angles and directions,
right.
There's no way for them to compute, no way for them to counter, no way for them to demonize, no way for them to set up.
Mm-hmm.
And if good people will just stop looking for leaders, even Cindy Sheehan or Alex Jones or Ron Paul, but look to themselves to start something now. Just do it, as they say. Start taking action in some way. Doesn't mean you have all the answers. Doesn't mean you're perfect. Doesn't mean you're going to do it all right.
Right.
But at least you're standing up.
And doing something. And that's my whole premise, is that it's not as effective for one person or a couple of people to do a lot. It's more effective for everybody to do something. And then working together, community-based. And you know, as well as I, that in the summer of 2005, you know, not only was our movement co-opted, but I was also set up. right? I was set up because they saw when I was going to start retaining my integrity and speaking out against the policies and the principles instead of just George Bush, that they had to, you know what, the favorite slur from the so-called left is to me, I'm too radical. So they don't have to listen to me because I'm an extremist. So they tried to make me look crazy. They tried to make me look, you know, mentally unstable because of my son's death, you know, irrational. And that was as much the left as it was the right, because the media is just part of the robber class. And like I said, there's no left, right or Democratic Republican paradigm. Look at the media is giving Obama practically a free pass. They haven't covered me and my opposition to Obama, but when I went down to Dallas the other day, we were everywhere in the news about our protests against George Bush. Why is that?
Because they want to make it a left-right issue. They want to have it the liberal Sheehan is against Bush to remind folks it's the bad Bush.
Right.
They don't want to show you going up against Obama and shattering that left-right paradigm. Yeah, tell folks briefly what happened with Bush.
When we were down there,
yeah, in Dallas.
Well, we had about 100 people just marched for accountability, and we had about 12 pro-Bush people on the other side of the street. I thought that was very interesting because it was in his neighborhood, and only 12 of his neighbors came out. But we got a lot of press coverage from that, and it was good press coverage because they said accountability. They said Cindy Sheehan and the people with her want a special prosecutor. They actually did cover what we were saying instead of, you know, the style, they were covering the substance, which I was very surprised about, especially being in Dallas.
Well, I mean, that is a positive thing, and I think that's because a lot of the media internally are upset. A lot of them are moral. They're just told what to say and what
right.
to do. And more as they say no, and more as they do little things to get the truth out, I think that's what's going to bring them down.
Well, and I do want to, did I say it on the air? Did I tell you when we were off the air that my radio show is going to be on in Dallas?
Yeah, you were telling me. It's Sundays, and give us the website for your...
The radio show's in Dallas Sunday at 3 on Rational Radio. That's AM 1360. And then my show can also be heard on the internet at CindySheehanSoapbox.com. And people can order a copy of my book, Myth America, from CindySheehanSoapbox.com. It's just for a minimum $10 donation. I got several orders last night after I was on Jason's show, so I appreciate it.
Oh, good. People need to support you, folks, and that's what this is about. If you want to see Cindy be able to keep going around the country pointing out the hypocrisy of Obama and the Republicans, then go to the website and get this great ebook and show it to your friends and family, and also tell folks about our radio show. Again, plug the website again.
CindySheehanSoapbox.com.
CindySheehanSoapbox.com. And how many pages is the book?
The book is about 100 pages. It's just a pamphlet, really. It's a manifesto.
No, but that's great. People should print that off and give it to their establishment liberal friends and
That's what I'm saying. Once I send you the PDF, I don't care what you do with it. You can send it to your establishment liberal or conservative friends. You know, the people who support the status quo are supporting the same thing, no matter what they call each other, right?
No, it's disgusting. But you know, this is the process of that paradigm collapsing. And more the left-right paradigm. Everybody I talk to is sick of it. So I think people are starting to get it. Let's take some phone calls here. Let's talk to Saeed in Illinois. Thanks for holding the last hour, sir. Had a lot of guests on. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Saad from We Are Change Chicago.
Hey, Saad. I'm sorry, your audio is low. What's your name?
Oh, Saad.
Okay, Saad. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you, first I want to thank you for having me on and thank you for all the great work you do. Second, I wanted to give you some news, some great news. We confronted the thief, the criminal, the New World Order filth, Ben Bernanke, yesterday.
Oh, and good for you.
Yeah, he came in.
That was Cindy Sheehan.
Yeah, I'm going to hold this guy over, but We Are Change. It's just organic. People keep saying who runs it because I first had Luke on and built it up. I don't run it.
Right.
It's organic. It's just a name. It means you kind of support what Gandhi said about be the change you want to see in the world.
Right.
And they're going and asking real questions at events. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so we got there. He pulls up to the hotel with his whole, like, they got all the police everywhere. And I walked right up to him, and I asked him about his attendance in Bilderberg in 08. And he actually looked at me and was about to answer, but as soon as I said Bilderberg, he like freaked out and just turned around. And then,
well, you know, we photographed him at Bilderberg. That's in the Obama deception.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too, and that was great that you guys had were able to get that. So we just, he starts, like, running away, and all the guards, like, are holding him down, and, you know, we just told him that, you know, you're never going to have your New World Order. The Federal Reserve should be abolished. And
well, stay there. Come back, and we'll get Cindy Sheen's take on that, and we'll talk to Ian, Aaron, Jonathan Morgan, and many others. I'm Alex Jones. It is the 2009 InfoWars Money Bomb, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And your donations are pouring in. Thank you so much. We'll be able to really fight the New World Order with that money.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
Where you used to play. It was an inside.
Assad in wherever he's calling from. My list just changed here. Illinois, go ahead and finish up your point. So you're there. Bernanke's there. We are changed all over the country. Wherever world leaders go, globalists, General Myers, Bush, Obama, they're always there. And the media just can't stand it, peacefully asking questions.
Right.
And that's why Glenn Beck and others have called for their arrest, saying they're working with Al-Qaeda and or white supremacists. And I got to say, on average, We Are Change nonpartisan, but it's more left in the old paradigm. It's really an anti-racism thing.
Right. Well, they helped me in my campaign in San Francisco, We Are Change. And I would say that they were very progressive people, at least in San Francisco, We Are Change. And they confronted Pelosi, you know, every chance that they could get, because she refused to debate me. She refused to debate. We had a Republican and a Libertarian running. She refused to debate any of us or answer any questions. So We Are changed. I think they do fabulous work.
Okay, caller, there in Illinois, We Are changed. Finish up with what happened with Bernanke. So he just scurried off?
Right. Basically, I asked him the question. I mean, he gave me like a really evil smirk and turned his head around. And you can see this all in the video if you type in YouTube, We Are Change Destroys Bren Bernanke. But he gives an evil smirk, and then I keep asking about Bilderberg, and then the security just starts taking away, and then we all just say, like, you know, you're never going to have a new world order, Bernanke. And it's kind of weird how he won't answer the question, because obviously, you know, he's holding something back if he's not going to really. I mean, it's just a question. Why can't he answer? And he's just running away like he's scared of a question. And, you know, we try to expose these globalists. We got Richard Haass the night before, and the same thing happened. He just ran away and was, like, scared. We just asked him a peaceful question about his attendance in Bilderberg. And again, he just ran off. And then, you know, they can't answer the questions that we ask.
But you notice we've gone from Bilderberg being denied to now being all over the news, and that Obama had that secret meeting. Thank you for the call. We Are Change. Great job. I don't know if you've seen the Obama deception. You probably haven't been busy.
I haven't. I've been too busy.
Yeah. Well, in it, we go and cover Bilderberg, and we knew Obama was in there. We confirmed it with Tucker, Estelin, and people inside. Confirmed.
Yeah.
And we saw Secret Service twice drive in and out. We know Hillary and he were there. Mm-hmm. And remember, they wanted to have that secret meeting, and they kept saying, they're here, they're there, they're at Feinstein's house, they're at that house.
Yeah, yeah.
They were at none of them. We knew they were there. The airport's 2 miles away. They're at Dulles. And they admittedly said, oh, he'll be on the plane in a minute. And then he drives off and pulls in, right as that plane's taking off, to the Bilderberg group meeting. And they literally hijacked, shanghaied the reporters and took them to Illinois, where he wasn't going because he wanted to have that secret meeting.
Wow.
I mean, if that doesn't show the tyranny, and like lapdogs, they just love being lied to.
Right, exactly. And it's just a big robber class conspiracy against us.
How do you think Obama's going to end? I mean, I think people are going to get wise to him, but then they'll just give us some new right-wing phony. I mean, it's just...
Well, you know, you see the pattern since World War II. It's been Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican. Why is that? It's so to keep half of us supporting the state. Always. You know, so for 8 years, half of us opposed Bush. Now that same half are supporting Obama. So it's just keeping half of us buying into the myths.
And even if people know that at an instinctive level, the mm-hmm. pageantry like Coke versus Pepsi or Chevy mm-hmm. versus Ford or the Redskins versus the Dallas Cowboys, I know it's bull, but you know, my guy Obama won or my guy McCain lost. We're going to get that Obama. When as much as people hate Bush or Obama, like you said, they're still just puppets.
That's right.
Let's look past the puppets.
That's right. They're just tools of the robber class, and they wouldn't be there if they weren't. You know, we have no chance for people like me or people like Ron Paul or people like even Dennis Kucinich, who I wish he would leave the Democratic Party like Cynthia McKinney did. We don't have any chance to get our voices heard in the mainstream because they're alternative to the robber class.
Absolutely. Well, Cindy Sheehan, next time you come through Austin, I want to definitely have you back in the studio. I want to have you on the phone the next few months as things develop and unfold. Fire out that website for listeners again one more time.
CindySheehanSoapbox.com.
CindySheehanSoapbox.com. Folks, we got a big news blitz coming up in the next segment. And I will be taking your phone calls first. I want to get through all these callers that have been holding for a while. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget the toll-free number to call if you want to donate via phone to the InfoWars.com Money Bomb. That's 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. It's raised over $110,000. Since people started really giving yesterday, but it's a really a big one-day money bomb officially from 11 a.m. today to 11 a.m. tomorrow, and so we'll come back and tell you a little bit about that, and then, of course, continue with your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
The establishment uses your money they forcibly take from you and give to the private Federal Reserve to buy off the media, to buy off the culture, to create paramilitary police they fund to oppress us. We can fight back, ladies and gentlemen, and is there anywhere where money could be better spent in the fight against the globalists than right here at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com? The websites, the radio shows, the films, the mini videos we do, the video releases, all of it is hyper effective in getting out there. And it's been your support over the years and the fact that I've been a decent steward, that I have reinvested almost all the capital that comes in here, that we've had a great effect. We've had a huge effect fighting the New World Order. Now, this is the 2009 second annual Money Bomb. And we did so much with the money last year because listeners had the idea. We moved into from less than 3,000 foot office, and I had another even little tinier one, into one big 7,800 square foot office. And I'm going to your calls in a moment. So in 3 months, we found the office, a couple months to renovate it. It was a warehouse, a couple months to build a studio, and then 5-6 months here building this radio slash TV studio. But I want to build a film production studio, just a little set, a little area, and some more computers, because we get bottlenecked. There's one Pro Tool system with microphone and stuff. We just bought another one because it was clear that enough money had come in from Dale Rundis and other. We're going to thank Dale Rundis specifically to do that and buy a couple more computers. But now we got to have personnel on those, an audio person on those, and another webmaster. And it's just going to let us intensify what we're doing just massively. So please donate to the 2009 InfoWars.com Money Bomb. The toll-free number, if you'd like to call and give that way, is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. And you can go to InfoWars.com and link through to the Money Bomb and give by PayPal, give by credit card. You can give on the Yahoo shopping cart through that credit card system. A lot of different secure server ways to give. And I don't care if it's $1, I don't care if it's $100 or $1,000. The Money Bomb money, that money that comes in, 100% of that is going to go into this operation. So I have decided to up what we're doing. I've decided to expand what we're doing even more. And quite frankly, my flesh, you know, doesn't want to do it. I don't like subconsciously the risk of upping the game against the New World Order, the attacks, the demonization, the dirty tricks, the extra work, having to oversee instead of one or two films being made, three or four, you know, at a time. But we're already pretty much upping our game regardless of how the Money Bomb turns out. I'm already got guys flying everywhere to interview people. We're already doing it a month more than we do in 6 months previously. We're already getting more computers and doing all this. It's just that we're getting into danger money-wise down the road. I got enough money to run the place 4 or 5 months. And that's not a very big cushion. And then I can't expand because that would take our cushion. And then that would be immoral to put our whole operation in danger because of tenuous funding. So we desperately need to go to the next level, and you can do that. If you want to buy books and videos as a donation today at InfoWars.com, do it. If you want to spread the word with email to your friends and family and neighbors about the free podcast and the radio show to help grow the message, that's a donation. If you tell your friends and family to tune in, that's support for the message. Support for all of us together, symbiotically. Another good reason to give is Dale Rundis heard the story about how we got $50,000 for the bullhorn. We were just going to throw it away, and Mike Nelson, office manager, said, you know, you ought to eBay this. You might get $1,000 for it or something and, you know, buy some more equipment. And I said, you know, I don't really do eBay. And he said, I've done these hundreds of pen and inks. My wife said, you ought to sell those on eBay. You could fund the whole operation because they're pretty good. I'm a pretty good artist, I think, most people say. And no, I'm not going to do that. But we did the eBay, and the real bids went up to $30,100 or something. And then the neocons posted on official sites their fake sign-ups, how they engaged in fraud, which is a felony, and their control number. And it turned out they had fake credit cards, had to be spooks or something. And fake accounts, and then they bragged on major websites and posted their internal account info, how they bid, you know, $5 million for it. So it just showed as the highest bid is $50,000 because it wouldn't show that. That was like as a next benchmark. And then the people that bid above $50,000, it would start going up in increments, which it did. So they ruined that and celebrated and said, you'll never get money for that bullhorn. We got threats at the office, death threats, going, listen, you son of a bitch, you're never going to get that money. And we're going to, you know, do this and that to you. Well, guess what? Dale Rundis gave us $50,000 for it. You saw it on TV. And that's separate from the Money Bomb. And that bought two new computers, Pro Tools, microphones, a bunch of equipment, and will probably pay for one employee on top of it. So, Dale Rundis, God bless you. You fail. And I know that's not a bring it on comment. I know you're criminal, already working around the clock against us. The point is that God came through on that, through Dale Rundis. And people are coming through right now at InfoWars.com, at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. They are giving, giving, giving. Just hundreds and hundreds of donations an hour coming in of $1, $10, $20, $100, $1,000. They are just pouring in right now. It's going to be exciting to see how much money is raised by tomorrow at 11 a.m. when we come on the show, what will it be? I guess $300,000. Jaron, what do you say?
$301,000.
Were you on air just now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Paul Hartman, what do you say?
$1 million.
Sound ridiculous. No, I don't think anything like that. If we raised $1 million, what would I do? The problem is that I would want to judiciously spend it and make sure not just buying more equipment. Then you got to hire the right people, train them. I would immediately just get an already refurbished space. Because this is going to take 2 or 3 months, even, and the lease keeps crawling on with negotiations for months next door. It's just like that. So they promised this super good deal, and now it's not so good, and the haggling goes on, and it's gutted. I mean, it's a gutted thing with, you know, big warehouse next door with rafters, and, you know, I mean, there's nothing in there. And that'll take months for them to do. So I would probably just immediately go out and get another space near here that already had offices, and I would stick edit bays in there, and I'd hire, like, 6 or 7, maybe 10 video editors. And then I'd probably get on the phone and hire some filmmakers I know and get them here to oversee that. And we'd probably make like 10 new viral films. No, really good ones, you know, with research and interviews and everything. Because 10 would be hundreds of millions of views, guaranteed. You know, just hundreds of millions of people seeing the truth. That's why they're trying to shut the free web down right now. If we got $1 million, I would... I'd probably get a security guard up here 24 hours a day because it's already out of control, even though most folks don't know where our office is. The dirty tricks are really... Every day I get a new news story where people are saying I'm a murderer and I murdered this person and murdered that person. What's funny, Vermis? Vermis is out there laughing. You know, we're all a jovial, fun crew, but I have noticed we got to get more serious, myself included. There's way too much... screwing around going on. You know, we're all, I tell the whole crew up here, we're doing some dangerous stuff here. I hope all of you realize that. I tell new employees here, and I can never really hire fans because it's too crazy in my experience. The first wave of fans that come are kind of like stalkers, and you hire them and you find out it's hell. So we just kind of tell folks it's a regular media job and they show up. The problem is almost everybody that shows up doesn't know what it is and then sees me and is already a fan. So that's kind of a problem in Austin with that pool of people. We've been that successful. We really have been successful, folks. With the tiny amount of money, I mean, our budget, about $1.5 million a year comes in here, and about $1,350,000 gets spent. And then the rest of that, most of it, I just sock away to run the, you know, to have 4 or 5 months to run this place. It's sitting there as kind of a reserve tank to run this place. You know, if anybody does fake litigation against me, I can crush them with the truth. Or anybody, they try to set me up or arrest me with fake stuff, I got some money for, and got the lawyers lined up. Got a lot of other little things there because I've thought ahead. Doesn't mean I've got all the angles covered. But it is exciting. And no, I don't think we're going to raise a $1 million. But we could if people got excited and got viral and our millions of fans gave $1, we'd raise tens of millions. But the thing is, I didn't really do a good job in the last month because I don't like asking for money, but once I do it, I do it. Last month, building up to this, I probably mentioned it 5 times. In the last few days, I kind of, oh, gosh, I better plug the money bomb or it's not going to be a success. But I've decided, since so many people don't like the money bomb, just for them, I may do another one next month or something because I got a rule, you know, that if people try to stop me from doing something, I'm going to do it. So we may do one in 2 or 3 months or something. Plus, the economy is going into shambles. We all know that. And there may come a time when we're not getting the video sales and the advertising to pay for that. Pays for most of the stuff. Again, a money bomb just lets us be sure we can buy this equipment and expand. And so I can chart out that I have enough money to do this in the next year guaranteed. And then all the money goes to that. But I'm done talking about it. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. And if you're in Mexico, or you're in Germany, or you're in Japan, or you're in Russia, or you're in Argentina, wherever you are, you donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You know it's going to churn out films and material and audio and more. We're going to add a lot of new features here. I just thank all of you for your support, because we couldn't have done any of this without all the great listeners and the donations over the years. So many times I'd be in a bind 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago and some $5,000 donation come in. God bless you. And that was where I would ask for money. And people kept telling me, you got to ask, because that's what the Founding Fathers did. That's what Ron Paul's done. And look at how people bitched and griped and said, look how he got $20 million and then nothing happened. You know, he only did 20 interviews a day and marched all over the country and, you know, aged 10 years doing it. And blah, blah, blah. Now everything's in the Fed. See, everything's delayed. I always use the analogy of Force 10 from Navarone, great movie, kind of a composite of some true stories. Guns of Navarone is a true story, but Force 10 from Navarone is kind of a composite of in the Balkans, and they send in some special forces, U.S. and British special forces, to blow up a dam to flood a road that the Axis is going to use to come across and attack. And they put the explosive in, it blows up, and Harrison Ford and the other actor, I forget his name, great actor, they're marching out going, it didn't blow up. Oh, that's ridiculous. And then all of a sudden, it starts cracking and breaking, and the dam falls. It takes a few minutes. It's the same thing, folks. It's like in a fight. If you punch somebody, somebody's attacking you. And I've seen a lot of people, a lot of bullies when I was growing up would punch you a couple times and see what they did. And I've always noticed winners in a physical fight don't stop. They don't even think about it. You go all out till the enemy's defeated. And people that, especially bullies who think they're tough, they always punch you and then try to, have a celebration. No, the people that win attack. Killer instinct. They go all the way. They don't stop till the person's on the ground and not getting back up. Not giving you any more problems. And, you know, it's the same thing here. We need to just go after the New World Order, resist the New World Order, not back off, not wait, not see what the response is. Just attack, 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 attack. And ignore their attacks. And ignore their bull, their lies, their spin, their slander, their COINTELPRO. Ignore it all. Just accelerate and go after the New World Order. So 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 512-646-1776, or as I said earlier, you can donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And if you're seeing us on the web in a few days, forgot about it, didn't know about it, you could still donate as well. It'll go on for a few days after, like last year's. But the big one is this 11th of June, 2009, going into from 11 a.m. to 11 a.m. the next day tomorrow. I'll give you the report on air tomorrow, and I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, with a report as well at PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and Genesis sitting in with Burmese. Let's go ahead and go to your calls as promised. Aaron in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, if you get $1 million, you got to eat twice as many saltine crackers this time.
You know, if I get $1 million, I will make myself eat 6 saltine crackers. People said it's easy to do. It's not. I tried it in 60 seconds. It would have been painful, but for $1 million, I can force it down my throat, even though it feels like razor blades.
It was hilarious.
Hey, if I get $1 million, should I give my guys raises out here?
Probably. So I just wanted to call and say, you know, I met you back in 2006 at the 9/11 Scholars Symposium, and I've been following you for a long time. And I woke up with 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and this stuff is just real simple. This is what happens over and over in history, and I just don't know why people don't, their instinct doesn't drive through their programming to where they just get it.
Well, it's not even programming, it's that they're cowards. They have no respect for themselves, and so why should they care if there's a tyranny? Because they're living minute to minute about, oh, I'm going to go to the bar, and then I want to buy a fancy shirt, so I'll look good with that girl on Friday, and you know, they're just real low-level, bestial, lower-level animal instincts. They're not. If you get a love of life and a love of science and a love of the creation around us, your mind will open up and you'll fight the New World Order. It's almost changing things is an inside job. We've all got to get our heads screwed on straight, but go ahead.
Well, and the truth is closely guarded by a bodyguard of lies, and that's what you learn as you get in this. They take you down the rabbit hole of chupacabras and this and that. Before you know it, it takes you years just to get on the truth. But once you get there, you just got to push through.
Absolutely. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Jonathan in California. Jonathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Great opportunity to talk to you. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, sir.
I wanted to ask you your opinion on the Firearm Freedom Acts that have been written through, say, Tennessee, Montana, Texas, supposedly doing it, Alaska.
Yeah, they're just saying open carry, basically what Vermont has, and we're not going to let the feds come in here and confiscate our guns. And some states are saying we're going to manufacture our own states under states' rights here domestically inside the state. Because these are their own countries. It's a federation together to defend themselves against outside invasion.
You think this will be successful? You think that possibly these states will be more influx?
It's already been successful in four states I know of. You just listed some of them that have passed it or are about to pass it. And it's successful. If we're defeated this time, we come back. What does the enemy do? They never stop. And people are like, oh, we beat them, but they're coming back. Good. It's fun to kick their ass. It's fun to get in there and go at them. They're putting naked body scanners now, not just in the airports, but in subways all over the country. The feds are taking everything over.
With golden states like mine, California, do you think states like Montana and Tennessee will be influx with people that would be, say, freedom
fighters? Yes, yes. Well, I mean, everybody's already leaving California that wants to work and has half a brain, so it will collapse. But see, that's why they want a world government, because they talk, the OECD that plans all this, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, the private corporation for the banks that did the Marshall Plan, it talks about how, well, we have brain drain. We want an 80% global tax, one-child policies. It's all stated. But they say people always run from us. So we got to have a world government. Then they claim communism's going to work, but not the communism you were told. Communism to funnel all your money and power to them. So, yeah, California is going to completely collapse. And the globalists love that. They love things collapsing because then they get to get even more power and dehumanize. But it isn't good if it collapses because then everybody can run. And that's what's happening now. Everyone's running. California is just sinking into the ocean with a peacock megalomaniac going, I am Lord Yahweh. Terminator.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
$133,000 has been raised, counting Daryl Rundis's donation. If you don't count it, it's like $85,000. We need $250,000 to do the changes and the upgrades and the expansions. You've already seen the results. So I'd like to set the goal to have $250,000 by tonight at midnight Central Standard Time, and I'll be here for the full 3 hours tonight. I'm going to do an hour of overdrive, and some of these callers like Morgan, Jake, Ian, Ellen, and Nick, I should give them the call-in number here. Hey, guys, what's the call-in number on my studio line? I know I had it punched up on my computer. It's on the screen right in front of me. No, I've done stuff with caller list. It's not on the screen in front of me. That's why I tell you I don't have it. The direct call-in line is the same number as the money bomb number? But won't they pick it up out there then? Then they'll send it to us. Okay. All right, all the callers that are on hold need to call, and they'll go first. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or 512-646-1776. Again, 888-201-2244, 512-646-1776. And again, have you ever been deep-sea fishing? Well, not even deep-sea fishing, crab fishing off a pier, and you put the crabs, they're greedy, they won't let go of the piece of bacon. You put them in a bucket, and there's a bunch of them. If they work together, they could climb out. But as soon as one tries to climb out, the others come over and grab him and keep him from climbing out. The New World Order works together against us. And for all their trillions, they're barely in control right now, and they're in deep, very, very deep trouble. What if we all got together and started supporting alternative media even more? And that means just spreading the word about it if you can't even donate. Again, I haven't even really promoted this money bomb, and it's already very successful, but I definitely want to reach the goal we hit last year at least. So please help us get to the 250 number by going to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-201-2244. And when you call the front desk with the four people answering, five people answering, let them know if you want to go to the radio or if you want to donate. 888-201-2244. I do want to take this time out to thank all of the listeners that have given and donated and supported. You've just made it all possible. We're going to have an hour of commercial-free radio just on PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers and the Internet streams. You'll need to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to listen to those streams exclusively. I will take 15 calls or so right when we start the show and bring me in with Flight of the Valkyries here, folks. And then I will cover all the news. Some of it I got to a little bit, but not that much. I want to talk more about the Holocaust madman. We have a lot of inside connections, and I'm getting things sound pretty credible from people about this being staged and other stuff planned. So I've got a lot of crazy things I got to work on later. There should be some breaking news here in the next few days as well, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to all our tipsters out there. Another reason we need support is we are under attack. We've got a lot of stuff to deal with that we don't talk about on air. I'll just leave it at that. We just trust in God and trust in the activists out there to continue to support what we're doing. But, again, the number to call in live is 888-201-2244. That's also the number to call for the money bomb, 888-201-2244. I know there's a bunch of mail came in. We've got to add all that as well into the money bomb today and tomorrow. So we'll have the official numbers by next week, but tonight we'll see if we can hit $250,000 by midnight tonight. A big thing you can do is email everybody you know about the money bomb. We haven't even sent a mass email out yet. What am I thinking? We got to do that. Matt? In fact, we ought to just take one of Kurt Nemo's stories. Thinking of that wicked state senator. Kurt Nemo's story, or Steve Watson, has sent it out to our email list because a lot of them probably even know this is going on. All right, retransmission starts in 1 hour. The live show continues with news and your calls on a host of issues right now. It's Money Bomb 2009. Get involved in history at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Great job, crew. We'll stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.